Welcome to another episode of Commission Chats. I'm your host, John Scapini. Commission Chats is a podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the United States Sentencing Commission. Today, we have a very special episode for you. We're joined by Glenn Schmidt, Director of the Commission's Office of Research and Data, and Judge Charles Breyer. Judge Breyer is the acting chair of the commission and has served as a commissioner since 2013. Glenn, Judge, welcome, and thanks for being here today.
Thanks, John.
Thank you for having me here.
Now, the reason we're all gathered here today is actually one of the commission's newest employees of sorts, Jason. No, it doesn't have a cubicle. Jason stands for Judiciary Sentencing Information, and it's USSC's newest digital resource. Judge, can you begin by talking about what Jason is?
Jason was designed as a sentencing resource to assist judges in making sentencing decisions based on the imprisonment sentences that have been imposed in similar cases. The commission has a long-standing practice of providing sentencing data to judges upon their request, a service that I occasionally take advantage of myself when I'm confronted with a particularly difficult or unusual sentencing. Of course, Glenn, you know this all too well, since you're the person usually on the receiving end of these requests. This tool, Jason, essentially expands on this function you and your staff already provide.
Before we dig in a little more into what data Jason does and does not provide, can you tell our listeners why you wanted the commission to develop and release this tool?
Jason was born out of a dialogue with the Criminal Law Committee of the Judicial Conference and was sparked by the commission's recent series of reports assessing federal sentencing post-Booker. The sentencing data in those reports suggested that more could be done to promote national uniformity in sentencing. With that goal in mind, uniformity in sentencing, last December, the Criminal Law Committee asked the Commission to build upon our interactive data analyzer to make more specific average sentencing data available to judges when imposing sentence. The CLC's request made sense to the Commission, and since I'm the only commissioner, by that I mean me, it made sense to me. So we began the process of developing this new tool.
Judge, perhaps we should explain how Jason is different from IDA.
IDA is a research tool on our website that was developed as part of our clearinghouse function to present data about the sentences imposed in the federal system. It's a terrific research tool, but IDA wasn't designed to present information in a way that is most relevant to a judge's sentencing decision in individual cases. Although also publicly available to anyone on our website, Jason was specifically designed with the needs of sentencing judges in mind. So as the commission began to develop Jason, our guiding principle was to make sure that the sentencing data reflects the case before the judge as much as reasonably possible.
And to achieve that, you asked that we on staff develop a tool that provides data parsed by each individual cell on the sentencing table and for every Chapter 2 guideline.
Precisely. That way, a judge can compare apples to apples by having the data only for defendants with the same guideline, the same final offense level, and the same criminal history category.
Got it. Thanks, Judge. Now, as a member of our public affairs department, I know just how much commissioners consider public comment when it comes to guideline amendments. I also understand during the course of the development of Jason, the commission received helpful comments about what information should be included in Jason from several sources, including the CLC, Defender Services Committee, Department of Justice, and federal defenders. From those suggestions we received, what did you ultimately decide to include and why?
We focused on information that would be most helpful to judges. For example, once I've, as a judge, as a sentencing judge, properly calculated a guideline range, I'm interested in how often judges impose a sentence within the guideline range. How often do they vary? How often does a defendant receive a departure for providing substantial assistance to the government? So Jason provides those guideline usage statistics. I'm also interested in knowing what proportion of defendants in a given cell receive probation or some other non-imprisonment sentence. I might find this information particularly helpful if the cell is in zone A, B, or C of the sentencing table.
Got it, thanks. In this area, I'm just a bit less steeped in all of this than either you or Glenn. So let me ask, does Jason provide information on sentences that don't include prison time?
No. As I mentioned, our goal with Jason is to present information that would be most relevant to a judge's sentencing decision. In my experience, once a sentencing judge decides that probation is the right sentence, they really don't need any additional information in terms of data from the commission. In fact, when judges call to ask for sentencing data, they almost never ask the commission for data on probation, fines, or alternative confinement.
So if judges don't need data assistance when imposing a sentence of non-imprisonment, I take it that additional data might be helpful to some judges when imposing a sentence of imprisonment.
Correct. Once a judge has already decided that a sentence of imprisonment is warranted in a particular case, I believe national data regarding the length of imprisonment can be very helpful. That is why the sentence length data provided by Jason is limited to the median and average length of imprisonment imposed for the defendants in a given cell, who in fact received a sentence of imprisonment, because that is what is most helpful and most relevant to judges. And we know this tool will be helpful to judges because judges decided to impose a sentence of imprisonment in the vast majority of the cases, over 90% in fiscal year 2020. And Glenn, as you know, these are the cases for which judges ask for additional data from you and your staff.
Very true, Judge. Let's talk about another decision regarding the cases to include in the tool. Jason also excludes cases in which the offender received a departure under Section 5K1.1 of the guidelines because he or she cooperated with the government. What led to that decision?
Put simply, Section 5K1.1 cases are fundamentally different from all the other cases in that sentencing cell. A defendant who has not provided substantial assistance to the government is not similarly situated to a defendant who has assisted the government, even if they do happen to land on the same cell in the sentencing table. To include the substantial assistance sentences together with the non-substantial assistance sentences would erroneously treat them as if they are similarly situated, and that would provide misleading data to judges. Judges do not seek additional sentencing data from the commission when deciding on the extent of a 5K1 departure. Section 5K1 departures are highly dependent on the evaluation of the government and often on district practices. Informed by the government's recommendation, they ultimately are entirely discretionary based on the court's view of the type, value, and extent of cooperation provided.
Judge Glenn, I know we could talk all day about Jason and the commission's many other resources, but I'll let you both get out of here with this last question. Judge, could you just let us know your hopes for Jason in the future?
I hope that the tool provides helpful, where appropriate, to my colleagues on the bench. Jason, of course, should not be used to usurp the role of the guidelines in the three-step sentencing process dictated by the Supreme Court. The properly calculated guideline range remains the one and only essential starting point as described by the Supreme Court. The average and median sentence of imprisonment provided in Jason are not intended to be two new alternative starting points, and they certainly do not reflect the commission's recommendation as to the appropriate sentence to be imposed in any case. For that matter, we don't even offer a position as to what weight, if any, should be given to the data provided by Jason. Finally, I would point out that sentencing is the most difficult task for a district court judge. There are no right answers, There may be some wrong answers. And indeed, what judges try to do is impose a sentence, individualized, that fits the crime and fits the criteria set forth in the statute by Congress and approved by the Supreme Court. When a judge has decided that an individual ought to go to prison, the length of the prison sentence is a key factor in what the judge is about to do. So Jason gives the information to the judge as to what, over a period of 5 years, recent 5 years, has been the practice of the judge's colleagues on a nationwide basis. And from that, the judge can determine what is the average and the median sentence of imprisonment actually imposed. My hope is that judges will take this factor, as well as other factors, and where appropriate, place it in the judge's calculus as to what is an appropriate sentence in any particular case.
Great. Thanks so much, Judge. Glenn, it's always a pleasure speaking with you.
It's always a pleasure.
And our thanks again to Judge Breyer. We really appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciated the opportunity of speaking with you and of serving on this commission. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Judge Breyer and Glenn for that informative discussion on Jason. Listeners can find more information on Jason, including a short instructional video and a more detailed FAQ, on the Commission's website at ussc.gov. As always, stay tuned in this feed for more Commission chats to come. If you're looking for more information, USSC's website has lots of it. As you've heard throughout this series, we have a wide range of experts and can connect you with the right person to help you get to know the Commission's work. Be sure to follow us on Twitter to receive the latest news from the Commission. We are at the USSCGov, and be sure to follow us on LinkedIn as well.